Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. Andy Hamilton of Track Wrestling here, bringing you another edition of 7 Minutes. I told you a couple weeks ago that we were changing things up this year with 7 Minutes. And we'd be including wrestlers who are pursuing international glory. We've got a reigning world champ joining us. David Taylor is our guest this week on 7 Minutes. We might stretch the title a little bit on this one since we have a 4-time NCAA finalist, 2-time national champion, 2-time Hodge Trophy winner, and 2018 world champion as a guest. 7 Minute series is brought to you by collegewrestlerrecruiting.com. It's wrestlers helping wrestlers to wrestle at the college level. Start the recruiting process today. Let College Wrestler Recruiting help reach college coaches from D1, D2, D3, NAIA, NJCAA, NCAA, and WCAA. Check out collegewrestlerrecruiting.com. David Taylor, you ready to go 7 Minutes?
Yep.
Well, if you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at 15, what advice would you give yourself?
Well, there's a lot of pieces of advice I would give myself. I think the first thing is, I think when I was young, you know, around that time, high school, I just had these big visions, big dreams. Now that I've, you know, walked through those paths and the ups and downs, is I would just tell myself to continue to dream big like I did, because that's what kept me motivated on the days that I didn't feel good. And still today, the days I don't feel my best, is knowing deep down how badly I want to achieve those goals and dreams I've had since a young kid. So, you know, I was very motivated, very hungry at a young age, very committed to my goals. And I would just relay that information back now going through it. It's all worth it. It's worth all the sacrifices and heartache and the frustrations, because the good times far outweigh those other times.
How often do you have dreams at night about wrestling?
Every night. I mean, honestly, it's daily. It's not a, you know, it's definitely not an obsession. Maybe someone that doesn't, that's just, you know, doing something every day, maybe you don't do it. But, you know, I'm very passionate about what I do. I love it. I'm very enthusiastic about it. So, you know, I'm daily closing my eyes and thinking about technique, thinking about matches, thinking about situations, you know, having a flag wrapped around my back at the World Championships, at the Olympic Games. So, you know, those are things that I think about all the time.
Your recruiting story is a little bit different in that you ultimately wound up at Penn State after you picked Iowa State when Cale Sanderson made the move to Happy Valley. What were your top three schools, and why did you initially pick Iowa State?
I think, you know, the three schools were, at the time, Iowa State, and really that was my relationship with Cale, and just really just my, it was so strong, not necessarily at the time my relationship with him, but the impact he had on how he wrestled, and I modeled myself to be like him. I wanted to score points like he did. I wanted to wrestle like he did. So I always thought, as a young kid, how cool would it be if one day this guy that I looked up to was going to be my coach? So that was so powerful for so long. And but, you know, Ohio State at the time was starting to turn the corner, and it was close to where I lived. And Oklahoma State, you know, with Coach John Smith, you know, and I think both times when I was when I committed to Iowa State early as a junior, I was considering Ohio State and Oklahoma State. And then again, you know, when I kind of reopened up my recruiting, you know, it was Penn State, Ohio State, and Oklahoma State. So those were the three places. And just, I, you know, but ultimately just when I closed my eyes and I thought about it, I believe those, you know, being with Coach Kale and his coaching staff, you know, not even understanding how strong my relationship would become with Casey Cunningham, who's literally made the hugest difference in my career, you know, from really being a world champ. I don't believe I'd be a world champ if I didn't have the influence of Casey on a daily basis for almost the last 10 years. So, you know, just, I really did not understand how powerful that relationship would be, but I thought that going to Penn State was a place I could achieve my dreams and my goals. And it's far outweighed, you know, far surpassed what I believe that really I could do. So it's been the best decision. First, the best decision I ever made was going to Penn State. Well, I would say at the time, falling to Penn State. The second best decision I ever made was going up in weight class, 86 kilos.
What's the most rewarding victory you've ever had?
I think the most rewarding victory I've ever had, you know, there's definitely a few up there, but, you know, I think this year at the World Championships, in the semifinals, wrestling the guy from Russia, it was just, I think, you know, having come the adversity of, you know, being down early, you know, being the momentum completely being shifted when I got kicked in the face and dazed. And, you know, just I think that second period, being down 5-1 against a very tough opponent, very prepared opponent, I think it was just was a representation of how hard I've had to fight to achieve my goal of being the best in the world. And, you know, I had 3 minutes on the clock to, you know, wrestle for a bronze medal or go fulfill my dream of being a world champion. And I was able to, you know, come back in that second period, score 2 takedowns, three takedowns, and, you know, win that match. Just coming through that adversity, fighting through those last 4 years of not making a world team. And, you know, I think it's one thing to say you'll be a world champion or say you want to be the best in the world, or say you want to be a national champion, but to do it takes on something a little bit different. And it took me some time to realize what it really took to be world champion. I think in that tournament, really in that match, understanding that it takes more than just skill, you know, and it takes that kind of, you have to grit your teeth and figure out a way to get it done. So I think that match was one I'll always look back and be pretty proud of.
Slightly different question here. What's the best match you've ever wrestled?
Best match ever wrestled. You know, I don't know. I think people have different qualifications for best matches that they've wrestled. And, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know if there's such a thing as a, you know, perfect match, you know, but I think that's a difficult question.
Yep.
It's a really difficult question.
You got a lot of options to choose from there.
I do, yeah. I think, you know, if I were to say the best match, would, you know, would definitely be a really quality opponent, you know, and wrestling better than, you know, probably, you know, myself and maybe others thought, you know, I would wrestle. And, you know, honestly, it might go back to the Ironman my sophomore year in high school when I beat Logan Steber. You know, and Logan and I have been friends for a really long time, grew up as training partners, and I was a year, you know, I ended up going to high school a year ahead of him. So I'd wrestled my freshman year and had a good season, and Logan had started to mature and was just so dominant. Nobody could even stay on the mat with him. And I think, I remember going into that tournament, I don't think I really even thought I was going to win. I remember that week just, I don't know. And I even going to that match, he's worked out good. I got a takedown, I was able to ride him, I was able to get a set of back points. And, you know, I think without wrestling that match the way I did, I don't think I would have won, you know. So, you know, Logan and I are still really good friends. And, you know, it's interesting to go back and talk about that. But, you know, if I had to wrestle that match over and over and over again, at that time in our careers, it was going to be challenging probably to win that match consistently. So, you know, I think being pretty young, that was kind of a pretty good one. I think I wrestled a really, really solid fundamental match.
Let's say wrestling has one governing body and you're the president. What would you want to change?
I would like to get rid of stalling. I think stalling is a kind of a useless thing in wrestling. I mean, it's rarely ever called the way it's supposed to. It's so judgmental. You know, when you think you deserve a stalling call, you don't get it. When, you know, there's so much back and forth. I think get rid of the stalling call, and then people won't, you won't feel, you know, if you're complaining for it, you don't feel like you're, it's justified. You know, I think just getting rid of that call, you know, and I think rewarding offensive wrestling more, you know, I think we've done that a little bit. I think freestyle rules reward the offensive wrestler. I think folk style rules, definitely, you know, with the 4-point near fall is starting to reward the offensive wrestler. I don't think there's really many things you need to change, but, I would get rid of selling call, and I would implement a push out rule in collegiate wrestling, in the neutral position. And I think that would help develop our young guys to wrestle on the senior level, because having the awareness on, you know, for a long time, you know, if you're in danger, you get out of bounds. And in freestyle, you can't escape. You escape out of bounds, you give up a point. And, so I think that will help us develop wrestling at a younger age and that awareness. And it takes away the judgment, which I think would be the one thing I'd like to change.
We've had close to 60 guests for 7 minutes. You're the first to say, get rid of stalling. How do you get people to engage when one guy has a lead? How do you keep him from just running around the mat?
I don't understand that philosophy. I'm an offensive minded person. So, you know, I think if you want to be great, you have to go score a point. So, I mean, the reality is that if you're a wrestler that thinks that you need to stall to win matches, you're going to stall regardless. Like they risk it every single time. If you want to wrestle a match like that, you're playing the game of being called for stalling or not being called for stalling. You know, that's just, cause there's some guys that are just very defensively gifted. There's some guys that are very offensively gifted, and there's everything in between. But I think, you know, if say you're going to be defensive, I mean, you still have to be able to stay in the center. I mean, you're going to still have to encourage wrestling. But I think wrestling, I think it'll figure itself out. I mean, in freestyle wrestling, you don't see, you know, the push out rule. I mean, they have a shot clock rule, but in the Shuttle World Championships, the shot clock wasn't even really initiated as much. So I just think it started to trend towards the offensive wrestler, knowing that you're rewarded to go score points. And I think as coaches, as, you know, representatives of the sport of wrestling, the more that we can encourage offensive wrestling, the more the younger kids are going to go do it. And I think it's a trend in the right direction. I think it just takes a lot of encouragement and support of being offensive.
What's the greatest compliment someone can give you as a wrestler?
The greatest compliment? I think the greatest compliment you can have as a wrestler is just being fearless. You know, going and throwing yourself into shots over and over again, you know, maybe, but just be willing to go score a lot of points. And I think in order to score a lot of points, you have to be fearless. And in order to beat the best guys in the world, to be the best, you can't be afraid of opponent. You can't be afraid of the situation. So, you know, I think a fearless is something that take a lot of pride in.
Who's one guy you've wrestled that you really enjoy scrapping against, and why?
Well, I think recently, just, you know, I've really enjoyed my matches. I've wrestled with, Hassan Yazdani Charidi from Iran. Just, he is, I mean, our matches are, you know, the last couple of matches they weren't as close, but they're razor thin. You know, the differences between those matches aren't a lot, you know, and just, he definitely is someone that's challenging me every day when I'm wrestling and competing. I know that he's also competing just as hard. I respect him a ton as a competitor, because he wrestles. I mean, I believe I wrestle the hardest pace and the fastest pace in the world. I think he wrestles the second fastest pace in the world. So, you know, and I when I was competing and trying to figure out, you know, up a weight class and figure things out, he was a guy that I was watching. And, you know, I was trying to rationalize at the time, you know, why was I not scoring more points? I'd done that my whole life. I got internationally and I was struggling. And I started looking, like, you know, Yazdani was just, he was fearless. He was scoring on points. He was dominating. He's a good opponent. So he was a guy that I looked at a lot as I was making my transition to this point in my career. And, you know, now that we're competing each other, we're going to be, he's young, we're going to be competing against each other for a long time. So you know, I definitely look forward and appreciate wrestling. And this year, the World Championships, you know, unfortunately, we had to wrestle very first round, which, you know, I think we were the best two guys in the world. And I remember just as we were going out to shake hands, you know, just we both had a smile on our face, gave each other a hug, and it was almost like a mutual respect of, this is going to be a battle. This is going to be a war, you know, and it was. It was the very last second. So I really enjoyed those matches, and I look forward to many more to come.
What's the most interesting thing about you that has nothing to do with wrestling?
I love cats. My wife and I, we got a cat when I was my senior in college. At the time, my wife and I weren't married. We were just dating. And I didn't like cats. My wife liked cats forever, and I kind of thought they were disgusting. And I kept being like, listen, Kendra, if this cat sees or poops in the house, we are getting rid of it. But, you know, she's like, that doesn't happen. You know, I have litter boxes, and I didn't really even understand that. But fell in love with our first cat. Her name was Maisie, and now we have three cats, Maisie, Coco, and we just adopted a cat, Hills. And now my wife fosters kittens. We have, we have anywhere from half a dozen to a dozen cats in our house every single week. So that's something that probably not a lot of people notice unless they follow me on Instagram or my wife. So I always joke she's a crazy cat lady, and I'm becoming a crazy cat man.
You're Catman Dave. That's what Gwiz calls you.
Yeah, well, he does call me that. Yeah, well, him and my cat kind of share a mutual. They're both heavyweights, so they kind of share the couch and fight over crumbs and stuff. So they have a lot in common as well.
If you could go back and wrestle anybody from any era, who would you want to compete against and why?
I mean, I think a lot of people probably think the obvious answer would be, you know, maybe wrestling Kale, but I think I would really like to wrestle John Smith. You know, I think he wrestled a fast pace, and he was, you know, kind of created the high crotch crackdown position. You know, he was phenomenal. He was so fast. Scored a lot of points. You know, he was fearless, and I think that would be a match that, you know, both of us in our primes would be really fun and exciting. I think there'd be a lot of points scored, and I think it would be really fun. So I think that would be a match that there's a way we go back in time and figure out how we could each wrestle at 28 years old in the same weight class. That would be pretty fun.
Hey, that's great stuff. We went well over 7 minutes, but that's awesome. Thank you, David.
Yeah, thank you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.